Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! This is St. Nicholas getting ready to put presents under your Christmas tree from the Misplaced Comet.
Chris, there have been a lot of changes this year since you've been away.
Really? What kind of changes?
Well, you're actually no longer allowed to say ho, ho, ho. The recruitment firm Westaff in Sydney, Australia, thinks it's offensive to women.
Whoa.
Yes, since it resembles an American slang ho, which stands for a female who, gets around, if you know what I mean.
Well, I've always said well, that's just how I laugh. It's my laugh. Ho, ho, ho.
It's no laughing matter, Chris. This is very serious. It's now the law.
Okay. So, how should I laugh?
Well, you're supposed to go he, he, he from now on.
He, he, he?
Yes.
Huh. Well, let me try. He, he, he. But that's just not me.
But that's how you're supposed to do it.
Well, that's kind of feminine, don't you think?
I don't make the rules. I just.
But I'm supposed to be robust, genuine, a gut laugh,
because
it comes naturally from my diaphragm.
Also, while we're on the subject of your gut, that is, the Surgeon General just issued a statement that you're supposed to lose weight.
What?
Yes, that's why you're on this audio podcast program today, because you're no longer allowed to make public appearances until you lose some weight.
How much weight?
Really? About 130 pounds.
What?
Yes, the Surgeon General claims that the amount of obesity in America is now at an all-time high, and that you should set an initial example by losing the gut.
You're joking!
No, the Surgeon General issued that statement just after Thanksgiving.
That's outrageous!
Hey, I didn't appoint him or vote for him or vote him in. I'm just a sound guy, so why don't we just start over again? Santa, take five.
He, he, he! Merry Christmas! This is St. Nicholas getting ready to put presents under your Christmas tree from the Misplaced Comet.
Cut. Santa.
Yes?
The he wasn't,
Yes?
Big enough. Can you make it bigger?
Yes.
And, yes, you're no longer allowed to say Christmas tree.
Huh?
Yeah, according to the new Lowe's catalog,
what? It's
now called a family tree.
What's Christmas without a Christmas tree?
It still looks the same. It's just no longer called a Christmas tree, that's all.
Okay, okay.
Okay, Mr. Kringle, take six.
Okay, I guess I'll just have to wing this one. He, he, he! Merry Christmas! This is St. Nicholas getting ready to put presents under your family tree.
Cut.
But now what?
Well, some people don't actually like the idea of you breaking into their house.
Whatever, I'll do it again.
All right, Mr. Kringle, take seven.
He, he, he! Happy holidays! This is St. Nicholas hoping you have lots of gifts under your family tree.
Cut. We forgot to press record. We're rolling now, so go ahead.
He, he, he! Merry Christmas! This is St. Nicholas!
Cut.
For God's sake, now what?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't want various religious groups sending us threats again. You have to say Santa, not St. Nicholas. And you can no longer say Christmas.
You can't say Christmas, but it's Christmas. What am I supposed to say?
Happy holidays.
But that's sacrilege. Who are these people that are telling everyone what to believe in?
Well, we can't forget about people of other religions, like Muslims or the liberals, for that matter.
Well, why don't they just shut up and celebrate their own holidays? Why do they have to tell everybody else what to do? I thought the majority ruled in a democracy.
Look, we just have to be tolerant of everyone. So why don't we just try it again?
Ah.
Mr. Kringle, take eight.
Okay. He, he, he. Happy holidays. This is Santa hoping you have lots of gifts under your family tree and reminding you to recycle the wrappings to fight global warming. Damn commies.